of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's show, this Tuesday, February 20th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a bunch of text messages, and Kim, Downstate Kim, greatly appreciate the mental challenge. I agree with her. Do not fill in the straight Republican ticket oval. Fill in every single Republican bubble you can. Kim agrees with Bob Cushman, good friend of mine, investigative reporter. He says it's too easy for the remaining bubbles to be filled in by somebody else, which, according to him, many times ends up being the D's instead of the R's. And then what you've created is a situation where you've marked the straight Republican ticket. Somebody has taken your ballot, colored in all the D's, and now your ballot goes to adjudication. We all know what happens in adjudication. Christina Cramo sat up on the stage and watched them do it in the basement of the TCF Center on election night. I was standing on the ground looking up at her, watching it on these big TV screens. Clearly, the person voted for Donald Trump. The adjudicator said, I think they voted for Biden. Christina went, what are you talking about? It's clear as day. It's right there. Nope. Biden, click. That's what they do. They cheat. They flat out cheat. You damn right they do. That's what they do. So I guess, Kim, you're right. Don't do it. I got a couple other text messages. Christina Gray, get me that picture. Let's see this one. Yeah, here it is. This came from Denise Smith down in Genesee County. Primary and general election. Dems and crooked clerks go down and mark the Dem side, selecting them individually. Then the ballots are challenged, and a person who took the time to check each one wins when challenged, not the one box marked for the Republicans. Don't do it. Good. I never thought of that. Why? Because I never in a million years thought that somebody would tamper with my ballot. I mark straight Republican ticket. I flip it over. I mark the backside. I'm done. Never thought in a million years that somebody would take the time to get my ballot out of the tabulator box and mark all the Democrats on my ballot and cause it to go to adjudication. Never thought of that in my mind. I didn't even consider that as being an option. But it could happen. And Bob Cushman has done a lot of investigating. He was with us down there in Cobo Hall, TCF Center, whatever the heck it's called, on election night. He was there. He saw it too. We all saw it. Barn doors opened up at 3:44 in the morning. The building got cold because all the heat went out. And boxes and boxes and boxes of pristine flat absentee voter ballots that were never folded were brought into the building for who? Gary Peters and Joe Biden. John James won, but he conceded. We saw it with our own eyes, people. We gave sworn affidavits to that effect. Matt Hall wouldn't accept them. Unbelievable. Short break, we'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. One thing that we are looking at in this battle show, that's what I'm calling today, in the battle on so many fronts, you have to pick your battles and decide which ones you can win. That's part of the strategy. Which ones can you take their king? Of course, you want to take the queen first because she guards the king. As a good wife, she always has her husband's back. She always has the king's back. When you take the queen, the king is vulnerable. That's a historical fact. It's the art of the war of chess. But in politics, it's a little bit different. The king is only temporary. Every single king we have in our school board, in our county commissioners, state representatives, state senators, governors, attorney general, secretary of state, president of the United States, we only have those kings for a short while, for those who are term limited out. The only term limits we don't have at the local level, some of these county commissioners can serve until they're 180 years old. That's going to stop. Number one. Number two, congressmen and U.S. senators. We need term limits in Washington just like we have in Lansing. But they extended them thanks to Proposal 1. Now the yahoos can stay for 12 years, either in the House and or the Senate, any combination thereof. But here is the issue, folks. This election of county commissioners are going to be for 4 years, not two. Why? Because the Michigan Association of Counties lobbied the state reps and the state senators to change their terms. They donated to their campaigns to get them to vote for it. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed it. They don't want to be held accountable. They don't want to be held accountable every 2 years, like state reps and congressmen. They want to be anointed for 4 years. This is election for this year, 2024. We will be stuck with these county commissioners for 4 years. Do you really want somebody, Sheboygan County, who's been there a long time as your chairman of the board of county commissioners, that go against your townships, that go against your local cities and villages? Somebody who appoints somebody to the county's planning commission who was kicked out of their local township. Appointed by a chairman of the board, vote verified by the other commissioners, the puppets that answer to John Wallace, really? You're going to put Don Webb on the planning commission at the county level. It's this kind of stuff that just ticks me off. It's going to stop. It is going to stop. We are going to get somebody to run against John Wallace, and he will be defeated. John, you're going down. You're not going to get reelected. You're going to lose the August 6th primary. I personally guarantee it. I will go and knock doors for your opponent. The people are going to hear the truth about you, sir. You're not going to rely on your reputation. It's over. As a matter of fact, you probably should just withdraw your affidavit of identity because you're going to lose. And all you other commissioners who went along with them, yeah, you're going to be replaced too. We're going to have an announcement here soon about somebody in Sheboygan County stepping up and going to run for county commissioner. The other aspect of this, it's happening in your counties too. We need four replacements in Mackinac County. The only one worth staying on that board is Mike Patrick. You other four rhinos, bye-bye. Presque County, Cliff Tellini should be the chair of the board of the Presque County Board of Commissioners. He's got the experience. He's got the knowledge. I looked at the committee assignments that the Democrat, John Chepa, put him on. Complete waste of his time, other than the Road Commission Committee. Really? You're going to have Heidemann and you're going to have Darga on the majority of your committees as chairs? Yeah. Both are Democrats. Sorry, Johnny. Those days are over. This is what we're doing up north here, folks, in this radio listening area. But we're going to do it in other counties downstate as well. We are going to do this. Will we be fought? Yes, every step of the way. Will they call us names? Will they bring up things from our past, from last century? You bet they will. It doesn't matter. Because we're speaking the truth. Have we been forgiven? Have we paid our debt? You bet we have. Severely. But we are moving on with the truth. And we're going to point out the crap that these people have been voting for and allowing to happen in our counties and in our state. And Matt Hall, you think you can suck up to Hoekstra and Trump and it's going to help you be the majority leader, the Speaker of the House, when we take back the majority in the House state representatives in November? You think you have a snowball chance of being Speaker? Well, to make sure you don't even get a chance to be there, we're going to replace you in the August 6th Republican primary. Rich Cutshaw, the parent, husband, dad, and truck driver, is going to beat you. We're going to make headlines with that one. Oh, yeah, $1.6 million in the bank. I don't care, Matt. We're going to tell the truth to the people in your district, the 42nd. I'm going to ask people from this listening area to join me and Vicky to go down and knock doors for Rich Cutshaw. We're going to tell people the truth about Matt Hall. I don't care if it's 50% and one vote for Rich Cutshaw in that primary. We're going to make it happen. Matt Hall is not going to win the August 6th primary for re-election in the 42nd. We're going to get out the truth. We're going to get out the truth about these school board members and their woke agenda and what their union teachers working in collusion with these school board members to pull off. This crap's going to stop. It's going to stop in Onaway. It's going to stop in Petoskey. It's going to stop everywhere. Why? Because you're going to run for school board. You're going to run for county commissioner. You're going to help recruit others to join us in this fight this year. The one candidate that I'm going to have on the show tomorrow running in Presque Isle County, yeah, Robert Crook, he's running against John Chapa, the Democrat. He's talking to a buddy, a business friend, that lives in another district in Presque Isle County. He's going to talk to him about running for county commissioner. I am serious as a Widowmaker heart attack. This is going to happen. I think it's one of the reasons why my Twitter account's been hacked. Everybody's telling me, no, Trucker, that post you put up there about Christina's proposal to Pete Hoekstra, it's still at the top. Well, I can't access my own account. I got an email from Twitter saying my account was accessed from Houston, Texas. They even told me it was an iPhone. I don't own an iPhone. Vicky does, but I don't. The only reason she has an iPhone, because she likes FaceTiming with the grandbabies, the grandkids, the great-grandkids. I hate iPhones. Well, some iPhone in Houston, Texas hacked my Twitter account. I'm working with them today to restore it. I'm going to change the password to something they will never be able to figure out. You know, and here's the thing, people. If not now, when? If not now, if not this year, when are you going to do it? When are you going to get out of the stands, come down to the field, go to the equipment manager, get a uniform, and join us on the playing field? Well, Randy, I got to learn more before I know how to be a precinct delegate. No, you do not. I need to learn more before I run for school board. No, sorry, you do not. County commissioner. Oh, man, that's a lot of meetings, and that's a lot of stuff to know, and I don't know any of it. I will teach you. This show will teach you. If you come to the class on April 13 in Traverse City, you will learn the majority of how to run a very efficient, productive meeting according to Robert's Rules of Order. You will understand that when you take over the majority and you have the vote, you will absolutely organize that this body, this group, this board, this committee, this organization will operate under Robert's Rules of Order. Then you will rewrite your bylaws. You will come up with new bylaws that will be very difficult to change. You will then elect the president chair that will implement this and to give you committee assignments. I will teach you all this at the class. This is what you will learn. You will understand motions. Second, support, discussion, and vote. You will understand the process. You will have the guide. You will have the book. You will have the state constitution with you as your shields when you go into future meetings. Every single public meeting you ever attend, you will take these materials with you. When you walk in, please hold it up. Make sure the chair that's running the meeting sees that you have it. I even bought a wooden gavel with a knock plate. Really nice one, actually. You can get a gavel for less than $20. You will be prepared to chair any organization, any board, any committee, anywhere on the planet by taking this class. Text me the word class. I'll send you the flyer and the link. You can register for it. This is all hands on deck, people. April 13th, before the filing deadline of April 23rd, for elected office, 10 days before. 2 weeks later, April 27th, somewhere in Genesee County, 10 days before the filing deadline to be precinct delegate. I wish I could clone myself and do these classes all over the state of Michigan before the filing deadline on May 7th, but I can't. Haven't figured that one out yet. But the bottom line is this. This information is critical to you answering this question. If not now, when? If you're not going to do it this year, when are you going to do it? Because honestly, if you don't do it this year, folks, it could be too late. There is too much at stake this election year in every facet of our lives. Local communities, counties, statewide elections, state election for our state reps and president and U.S. Senator. It is way too important. You gotta at least, at a bare minimum, vote. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.